Daf Yud Beis Samad Beis. We'll begin Yud Beis Samad Aleph, two lines from the bottom of the two dots. So we learned previously that Beis Shammai says that you are not mevaker chayil on Shabbos, you're not menachem in Ovel on Shabbos. Beis Hillel are matirim, they say it's mutar. However, even though Beis Hillel says it's mutar, nevertheless there are shinuim. There are different things on Shabbos than during the chol. We're not mespalel for the chayla on Shabbos like we do during the chol. Tana Rabbanan and Nechnas Levaker is a chayla. If a person comes to Mivaka chayla on Shabbos, Aymer, he's not mespalel, he doesn't do a regular tefillah, because on Shabbos you're not Mivaka Shrachav in that manner because it brings about tsar. So what he does rather is Aymer Shabbos, Himelizek, Shabbos is a time when we don't cry out, but nevertheless, the refuah is close at hand. Refuah comes on Shabbos. Ramer Omer Yechol Hishet Terachim. Shabbos has the power to be Merachim. I mean, even though we're not Mispalo, but Shabbos itself, if you're Mechabed Shabbos properly, you treat Shabbos with the proper cover, you're not Messiah yourself, Shabbos itself will heal. So we want to give encouragement to the Chayla. We want to Mechazik the Chayla, but we don't daven on Shabbos, we don't do a tefillah per se. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Amokim Yerachim Alecha V'al Chayil Yisrael. He says, Rabbi Shalaylam should have Rachmi on you and other Chayilim. Rabbi Yesi, Imer Amokim Yerachim Alecha B'Soich Chayil Yisrael. He says, together with Chayil Yisrael, as Rashi says, that including a Chayil, including someone with the rest of Kalal Yisrael, then the Tfilas are answered and are closer at hand. Rasha is bothered by, we just said we're not davening, isn't this a lashon of tefillah? Amokim yirachem alechem, amokim yirachem alecha, or amokim yirachem alecha b'tzayach chayil Yisrael. He says it's not a lashon of a tefillah, it's a lashon of a haftacha. The Rabbi Shalom will surely be merachem on you. Shevna ish Yerushalayim. So Rashi says Shevna was an Adam Choshev. Tosfos has a different gears. He says it's not Shevna, it's Shacht. Bikni saw Aymer Shalom when he came in, he said Shalom, but see also when he left, Aymer Shabbos Himalizak or Fu Krayva Lava. The Rachamam Narubim. Vishabatu Bisholom. And you should keep your Shabbos Bisholom. Kiman Azlahada Mara Bechanina Mishla Khail Besaik Besit Sarok Sharvin Besaikholi Israel. According to whom does it go, though what we say? If a person has a chayla, he should include him with the rest of the chayla. That the He should have a refua together with the rest of the chaylim, kiman kraviyosi, that he should be ma'ar of the chayla with other chaylim. V'amar of chanina bekaishi yitir lanachem avolim levaker chaylim b'shabbos, even though Beis Hillel is matern, as we said, but it's bekaishi because it calls it tsar to the one who visits and the one who's menachem. Amar rabba bar rab chana ki avaslina basre d'rabba lozer l'shiula b'tzvicha. When he came and he wanted to ask, and he asked him about a chaylam. Zimnin amar amakim yaftecha l'shalom. Zimnin amar achma yad kirena l'shalom. So, times he said it lashon kaidish, a lashon of ipakeh, ipakecha l'shalom, and sometimes he said lashon aramis, he said yad kirenach l'shalom, which is the same meaning, he should remember you. But at one point he said it in Lashon HaKadosh, at one point he said it in Lashon HaRamis. So, Frag the Gemara, Heich Yavir Hachi, how can he do that? How can he use Lashon HaRamis? Amar Rav Yehuda lo ilam al yishalom tzrach b'Lashon HaRami. You should not ask for things, you should not be shal tzrach of mispah b'Lashon HaRami. V'amar Rav Yehuda lo ilam al yishalom tzrach b'Lashon HaRami, in malachi asher es nizkakim loy, the malachim, don't pay attention to it. Shein Malachi Yisharas Matkin B'Loshan Arami, because the Malachim don't understand Loshan Arami. Tosfos said that's with the exception of Gavriel HaMalach, because we find that Gavriel HaMalach in the Masechta Sota taught Yosef Shiv Loshan. He was an exception, but generally the Malachim don't understand. That Tosfos is bothered. How could they not understand? They understand. They know even what the person is thinking, let alone to understand what he's saying. But perhaps they don't understand or they don't pay attention to Lashon HaRamis. That some learn that Lashon HaRamis is beneath the dignity, it's a Lashon Shibush, it's beneath their dignity, Al Koponim. They're not miyachis to Lashon HaRamis. And any kind of being Melitz yesher for the person, if it's in Loshan Aram is, then he will not have that benefit. The Gemara answers, Shaini Chod the Shechina Imai. Achayla does not need that because the Shechina is with the Chayla. The Shechina is present. The Shechina is there. And so, of course, the Shechina knows exactly what is being said. How do you know that the Rabbi Hashem, the Shechina, is Soid? He sustains, he supports the Chayla. So he supports it. He supports him on a sick bed. Tanya nami hachay nichnas levakir sachayla lo yeshev lo al gabe mitav lo gabe kis. He should not sit on a bed or a chair, meaning he should not be higher than the head of the chayla. Ela misatav yeshev afanav. He wraps himself up and his talis and he sits before him. Ipnei sheshchina lo malam erishoysev shel chayla, because the shchina is above the head of the chayla. So Tosfos mentions when it says Lo Yeshev Al Gabe Mitav Lo Gabe Safsal, it means that with the Chayla is lying down on a low bed, so he should not sit on a chair or a stool which is higher than the head of the Chayla. But if the Chayla is on a high bed, on a hospital bed's high bed, it's for him to sit on a lower chair, that would be permissible. How do we know that the Rabbi Shalom sustains and he nourishes the Chayla? So coming back to the halacha that we mentioned in Mishnah, there, a person should not read to the light of the candle because he might tilt it and they might bring the oil closer to the flame. He might increase the flame, which is considered as lighting the fire. It's increasing the flame, increasing the fire. That's the lace of our wage. Omer Rabba, v'afil gov v'shtei kaimes v'afil v'shtei mardois. Even if the hot fire, the candle, is very high, it's two stories up or two lengths of the goat stick, it's very high, he's not going to be able to reach it. He's not going to be able to tilt it. Nevertheless, it's still awesome. V'afil asor abatim zuhal gov v'zuch. That he is still not allowed to do it. So the way Rashi learned this, some other Rishonim learned as well. Now, even though we're really not concerned he's going to tilt it, it's way up high, but it's a loy plug. It's a loy plug. We make a loy plug over here. The Balamor says, no, it's not an issue of a loy plug. It's that we're concerned. He might climb a ladder, he might climb the stairs, he might climb a ladder, and he might tilt it. Now, this is going to be relevant in the discussion coming up shortly, whether we make a loy plug in this case or not. The Kari Rashi and most Rishonim learn is the pshat in this Gemara is it's a loy plug, and therefore, even though there's no direct concern in this particular case, but we say loy plug. Since we make exer for other cases where it is relevant, we make it across the board without exception. It's also in this case as well. So to keep this in mind, because it will be nageya for halacha coming up shortly. So the Gemara says, "Vaytechad who delay likri." If one person on his own should not read to the light of the candle because he might forget himself and he might tilt the candle beyond the mark. Ha'atrei shaperdami. But if they're two, then it's permissible because the two, one will remind the other one, so they won't come to tilt. I reflect the Gemara about Tanya lo yachad v'leishnayim. It's not one and not even two. Amar Rabbi Lazar leikasha kan binyan echad kam shnei nyanim. It depends if they're reading in the same inyan or different inyanim. If they're both reading in the same inyan, so they're both aware of what the other one is doing, they're doing it, so to speak, together, more like, for example, like Harusa. So one is aware of what the other doing. If one comes to tilt, if one comes to be mata, the other one will restrain him. But if they're doing it two separate inyanim, each one is not that aware of what his friend is doing. So his friend could be tilting and he won't know about it or won't pay attention to it. He's not that involved or aware of what his friend is doing. So there we say, in that case where it's two inyanim, even if they're two, then it's also. Amar Avuna Medura Filasar B'nei Haram also. He says, if it's a Medura, if it's a bonfire, if it's a large fire, even if there are 10 people, it's also, because since it's so large and the flame is close to each one, and each one separate from the other one, they're sitting distances apart, then each one is not really familiar with what his friend is doing. So even if you have 10 people, but each one is almost independent, so to speak. So he might forget himself and tilt, and his friend will not be aware of that in order to restrain him. So by Madura, by a big fire, a bonfire, even 10 is also. However, if he's an Odom Choshuv, if he's a prominent person who normally doesn't tilt the candles, the neiros, then it's mutter, because he's not accustomed to doing it, so it's mutter. Now here the question comes up, the question is asked, we learned before that according to Rashi and some other Rishonim, that if it's two stories high, or it's very high, then even though we're not concerned that he might come to tilt it, because he can't reach it, nevertheless, it's also because of Loi Pluk. Now, don't we see from there that even though that in this particular case we're not concerned, but since we do make this Gzera, we make Gzera Shemiyata, so even though in this particular case we're not concerned it's going to be Yata because it's two stories high, but we make a Loi Pluk. So therefore, even though you're saying that by an Adam Choshev, essentially we're not concerned, because he normally during the week doesn't tilt. Normally, even during the week, it's beneath his dignity to get dirty, get his hands dirty with the oil and tilt the can. He doesn't do that. And here we say on Shabbos, therefore it's mutter. Why don't we say Loi Plug? Bishlam, according to the Balamor that we mentioned before, where the case where it's two stories high, it's also not because of Loi Plug, but it's also because he might climb up, take a ladder and climb up and tilt, then we don't have the kasha. We don't see this inyan of Loi Plug by Shemayata. But according to the other Rishonim that we say by Shemayata, this Gzer of Shemayata, we say Loi Plug, why don't we say Loi Plug by an Adam Choshev? That even though it's not relevant to him, even though he even during the week would not be Mata, but since there's a Gzera of Shemayata, why don't we say Loi Plug? And the Taz answers that we don't say Loi Plug from a case where the Chom Aser to a case where they don't. Meaning, if you have a candle, if you have a Nair with a wick and oil, the Chom Aser that case. That's also Shemayata. Now, even if it's in a circumstance where we're not really so concerned, but it is a candle, it is an air. If it would be on the first story, we'd be geyser. It's on the second story, similarly, Loi Plug, we're geyser. But that doesn't mean that we'd be geyser in a case from one case to another case. If we're geyser, the etzem zera is on a person who would be mate. We're geyser on a person who during the week might tilt. We're geyser on Shabbos, that he can't read oil in there, even in the circumstance where he might not come to tilt, it's too high. But that doesn't mean because of Loi Plug, we extend the Gzera to a person, to a different person, where we were never Gzera on him to begin with. And an Adam Choshev was never included in the Gzera. So therefore, in that case, we don't say Loi Plug. You can't read Lora Ner Shemiyata, that's a Gzera. Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Ani Ekrav Loyata, he said, I'll come, I'm not gonna be Mata. I'll be careful, I'm not gonna get carried away. I can read Lora Ner on Shabbos, and I'm not gonna be Mata, I won't get carried away. There was a time he was reading Lora Ner on Shabbos, and he was about to be Mata. He said, how great are the words of Chomim? I see the greatness of the Gzera. They say, you should not relearn. He said, myself, I was so sure that I wasn't going to be Mata, and I almost came to be Mata. Rav Nosson, not only Bikesh, Rav Nosson, he actually did. Because of Alpinkosa, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, Karis V'Yitesi, Ner B'Shabbos. He says, I did this aver. Like Shibona Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash were rebuilt, Avi Chata Shmena, I'll bring a Korban Chatas, a fat animal, a Choshev animal, Korban Chatas. So you see, even though it was an Adam Choshev, he was Mata, or was going to be Mata, and you're telling me about an Adam Choshev, shiny, were not Goyzer and Adam Choshev. And you see, we're talking about a very Adam Choshev, Vishmol ben Elisha, and Bikesh Lahatlis. Our answer is Amar Avamishani, Vishmol ben Elisha. No, he's not your typical Adam Choshev. A typical Adam Choshev will not come to be Mata, but he, Hoyle, Mishua, Mesi Matsma, Divrei Torah Kehedje, he's Mesi Matsma Kehedje. So he gets so involved in his learning, and he gets so orangutan and preoccupied in his learning, and the course of his learning, he is like a hedget. He is mesim ma'atzma kehedget al divrei Torah, and therefore, if he was so learned with such eslavas, if he couldn't see properly, he would be mata. So therefore, he's not in that category of an adam choshev. But a regular adam choshev, we would not be goyzer de gzera. Shem asked, how could it be that he actually was over avera? Ashta behemten shel tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu now loy maybe takol al yodam tzadikim asmoli kol shekein. Places in several places says that's only the gabe inyon da'achila, which is a meguna b'yoyser. But from time to time, it could be that an avera inadvertently is done. Tanach HaShem is by the cases of karas leon there. So we learned in one brisa that the shaman is, he could examine the cases and karas leon there. He could check to see if they're clean. He could examine it. And another brayse says lo yivdak, he can't. Lo kasha kam b'shamish kavua, kam b'shamish yina kavua. The difference if it's the regular Shabbos, so the way Rashi learns, other Rishonim learn farkeret, but the way Rashi learns in Shabbos kavua, he's a professional, he's more particular. So if the Shabbos kavua, he cannot, because he might inspect it so closely, he might become tamata, he might tilt it. Shabbos yina kavua is not that particular, then he's not, doesn't have such a responsibility. We're not concerned he's going to be matir. The same the Gemara says, "Haval b'shamis kavua, like hashav b'damash, hav b'nefta." But it's the difference whether oil or neft. If it's oil, then the general gzera of shemiyata applies. A person might tilt it. But neft has a bad odor. It has a bad smell. A person is not likely to tilt it, because it has a bad odor and he'll stay away from it. So the gzera was never mentioned by neft. The whole gzera was only mentioned by oil, but not by neft. So it's just a question of what type of light, what type of fuel are we talking about. Here again, you see this concept of the taz, that just because we're geyser by mishcha, a light plug doesn't mean we'll extend it to another item, to neft, that will extend it to an item where the gzera doesn't apply. If it applies, any case where the gzera is by mishcha, so it applies, even if it's two stories high, the gzera applies by mishcha, then we extend it into a case, even where in a particular case we're not so concerned, it's two stories high, but light plug, but it doesn't mean extending it to a different item or a different person. It doesn't mean to extend it to an Adam Choshev or to Neft. The question is asked, Mephorshim asks, why over here, if Shamashena Kavua, he's not so particular, he is allowed to check and see if it's clean or not. We learned before they didn't buy clothing, which does not require such inspection. It doesn't require such close inspection. It still would be also here that you have to check it closely to see is it clean or not. It requires greater examination, even though it's a Shamash Shena Kavua. Why are we not concerned? And the answer, because of the great tzorech for cleanliness, for hygiene, we want to make sure that the kalim are clean, so we are more makel in this type of a case. If it's a Shamash Shena Kavua, where we say he is less likely to tilt. But oil, the fuel is oil, which we say a person is more likely to be mata to tilt. Mao. Are we geyser or not? On the one hand, there's a reason not to be geyser, shamash ena kavua. On the other hand, it's mishcha. There's a more reason to be geyser. What's the din? Amarav halacha, vein marim ken. Halacha is that it's mutter, but you don't publicize it. Rav Yirmei barava amar halacha marim ken. He says that it is halacha, and you could. You could be Meir over there. You could say it, publicize it. We're not afraid. Shema Yuzalza. Rav Yirmei Barabbi Iklu Be'Ravasi Kam Shema V'Kabarak Lohur and Deshraga. And the Shamas was examining it. Amar Lei Debesu Mar Lo Yavin Hachi. He says, his wife said, that you don't hold this way. Amarlu Shavke Kerabe Sfile, leave him, he's holding, he follows his Rebbe, Rabbi Yirmiya, who says Alochu Moyim Kain, so he's going after the Shita of his Rebbe, and that for him is permitted.